We are on Daf Lamed Amed Beis. We have a one Tosfos yet on the previous sugya. Let us just go over quickly what we had learned. We had a machlokes Abaye and Rove. According to Rav Nechunya ben Akone, that holds that Kores Paters from Tashlumim. What is the halacha by Misa Bidei Shemayim? So according to Abai, who learns out from Osin Osin, so then Misa Bidei Shemayim will also pata. According to Rove, who learns out from Vimhalim Yalimu, Vichati, so we're Makish, Koresh Shalik and Misa Shalachem, so then the halacha is that Tafke Kores Patos, but Misa won't Pato. The Gemara says, Lamai Nafke Mina between Abai Barove, Azor Sha'ochal Trume. Azor Sha'ochal Trume, so Memele, so this Misa B'day Shemayim, Anachilas Trume Lazor. So according to Abai, I'll be potter to pay for the Trume, according to Rav Nechunya ben Akone, and according to Rove, he'll be chay. So the Gemara asks, let's just go over quickly the Gemara, Ol Abaye potter, according to Abaye ye potter, v'omar Rav Chisde, moide Rav Nechunya ben Akone, begoin of chelboi shal chaveiroi, v'ochloi shu chayiv. שכבר נסחי בגני וקודם שבו לידי איסר חילת. So Alma de Beidne de Agbe, Kanye. So we see when someone steals something, so the Chiev Tashlumim is Chal right away. Mishai v'navshele have ad ha'ochele. And later when he eats the chaylev, then he becomes a mechuyif, so there's no poit of kimle b'da rabim in there. So the same thing should be over here. Ochanam b'bidne da'ag b'kanyim, mischai b'naf shalehavi ad ha'ochele. So the Gemara answered, Ochanam b'yaskine ken shetochav lo'i chaveirei l'soich piv. That he didn't pick it up, that the chaver stuck it into his mouth. So the Gemara says, save, save, kivin the law say kanyim. But as soon as he chews it, so it becomes a gazlin. So he's kind of with the le'ise, or he's mischayiv with the le'ise. And that's before the chiyiv mis, mischayiv anav shel hav ad bolo. So the Gemara answered, k'gon she'tochav lo'i l'soich beis habliyah. It's speaking about that he stuck it into the beis habliyah. So the Gemara asked, eichi domi. If this is the, there are three chalokim to the Beis Habliyah. There's a mokim das cholas Beis Habliyah, that he could easily spit it out. Then there's a mokim that loy motzi ladura, that he can't spit it out anymore. It has to go down. And then there's a place which motzi ladura al yidei adchak. So the Gemara asked as follows. Either motzi ladura neheda. So he should have spit it out in by keeping it there or by swallowing it. It should go down further. So he's weiter a gazlan. The beginning of the Beis Habliyah is zichanat a mokim that he's chayiv misa. That comes later. Ilay motzi ladura, and if it was stuck down so far that he can't be madrid amaychayit. So Taisus had learned pshat that the kasha is since it's lay motzi ladura, so it's avuda mimena mekolodom. So it doesn't belong anymore to the Baal Hatrume. So Memele, there's no Chiyiv Mashenenis. So the Gemara says, Lo Yitzricha de Motzi Ladura Yidei Atchak. It's Motzi Ladura Yidei Atchak. And let us see Tosfos. Let's see the Loshon of Rashi for 1 minute. Aidei Adchak, the Inami Yahadro, if you'll spit it back up again, with difficulties, Memase Lechozi Lebailam. So it's not Chozi Lebailam. Hilkach Migzol Legoslo. So Memele, there's two directions the Truma could go. It can go out of his mouth or down into his stomach. Now, if he'll spit it out of his mouth, it's not worth anything to the Bailam. So therefore, it's not called, so by swallowing it, it's not called he made a Maisig Zeila. Because by spitting it out, also the Bailam wouldn't have anything from it. So it's not called I was Geisel from you by swallowing it. So the whole chiyuv is alts tahano, aishata chiyuv misiite. So when he has hano ready, there's a chiyuv tashlumim of mashenenis. It's not a gzeila dike mechayev. This is a mashenenis dike mechayev. Just like we find, it says in Baba Kama, that shein v'regel is potter b'shus harabim. So if a person possesses a baim and she eats b'shus harabim, so he's potter, there's no chiyuv of niskei m'moinai. He's not m'chuyuv on what his baim does b'shus harabim. Afal pikein, there's a din tashlumi ma'ashenenis. If he has hano, he's deriving benefit. There's a different oifen hashume. The Gemara says ma'ashenenis is a third less of the normal price. That means if he's, there's a tvi of mamoini gaboch, that I'm deriving benefit from your momen, it's not a mazik to get tvi, this is a mamoini gaboch to get tvi. So mamela over here, when there's no taina, I knew why you didn't spit it back out again, it's mamasa, it's worthless to the bailam. But I'll call upon him, there's a tvi of mashenenis. And in this b'shas he has hano, there's a chiyev misa b'day shemayim. So you say kim lebe d'rab minay. Now let us see Taisvus. Lo tzricha de motzi ladura al yedei adchak. V'hashte leke lemeimer d'nahadro. So Taisvus says, now we can ask the kasha d'nahadro. If it's motzi ladura stam, then we yes takash nahadro. V'hash telak lameima de nahadro, de ein mavichim bailem bekach. The bailem will not gain anything by him spitting it back. The kvar nimasu, it's mos already. So memele, so there's no revach for the bailem. Hilkach leke chiyev momen. So he's not mechuyev for swallowing it, for going down further, because there's no chayshemish b'dike tvi on him, he should spit it out, because the bailam, it's mos. So there's no chiyev momen for going further. V'af al gav, Shechaveire gozlo. So Taisvis asks Akasha, will explain soon what the Akasha was. I, the Chava, stole it. His oil, the Yochel, Arzira, but since it is possible to be Marzerit, Ayedei Atrak, Avi Kemoi Shehu Ben, so it's just like it's ben. Verei hu boilo venenabo. So he's swallowing it. Venenabo. And he's having a no. Now, Taisvis, in the second half, is asking, is saying, Hoyl v'yochel achzira. That means, the previous Tosfos had said, that he had said, the bishor shezen nene mimeno kvahu oved min ha'olam, if he was teichevit b'mokeim she efshel adoi, so it's oved min ha'olam, she b'mokeim lay efshel adoi, ein lay ala sheni klub. That means even though there's a halacha, gozo v'loi nisyayshu abaylem, ba'acha ba'ochloi, rotzim izeh goive, rotzim izeh goive, the halacha is if Reuven stole something and now Shimon goes and eats it, so the nigzal, if he wants, he can run from Reuven, that's the maisa gzeila. If he wants, he can run from Shimon, either it's a new gzeila or a mazik. But rotzim izeh goive, rotzim izeh goive. So Tosfos had said that is only if it's ben, yeshnei ba'olam. Bishosh is a sheni gazloi. So it's cool that the second one is also a gazlon, or mazik. Masha'en kain. If it's b'mokim, the efshel aduri, so it's called ovid min ha'olam, so it doesn't belong to the nigzal anymore. Now here Tosfos is saying, that hoyel v'yocher lahachziro, since he could be marzeret, so it's not called avude mimenu, havi kemoi shehu ben, so it's just like it's ben, varei hu boilo v'nene bo, he's boileya and nene. I saw in the yellow sashacha, Tosfos seems to be bothered with two problems. One problem, the Chayre Tosfos is telling us, it's not like if it's Yefshel Aduri, so then it's Avudah Mimena Mekolodo. But here, T'yochel Achzira, here we Yochel Achzira, so my Mele, Havik Moshe Uben, so it's Ben. But Tosfos asked Akashe, "Avagav shechaveirai gozlo." It seems that this is another problem. So, what's the problem? Bafalpi shechaveirai gozlo. What's Tosfos before? There's a gemara. Gozlo v'lein yishayi shabaylam bo'achal ba'ochloi rotzim izeh goive, rotzim izeh goive. So you can learn from each one. We have such a halacha. So, what's the kash? Ava pisha chaveirei gozlo. This kash that the Yellow Sashacha asks. The Yellow Sashacha wants to say a very, perhaps, mechudishtike explanation in Tosfos. There's a very interesting halacha by a gozlan. For example, let's say a person is nene minichse chaveiroi. We'll see ador b'chotza chaveiroi. Shaloi midas. So there's a din. You have to pay masha nenes. Unless if it's a nene b'zalei choso, then there's abo on the halach of zen, there's a chiv tashlumim of nene. You have to pay nene. I was nene from his moment. Afal Pikain, there's a very interesting gemara in Baba Kama. What happens if a gazlan stole a shoyer? And he was working with the shoyer, he was chayrish with the shoyer. Then, right before Rosh Hashanah, he has a hero tshuva. No, he had to do tshuva. He returns the shoyer. Right? Mekayim, he stands by the door. When the Muchim Zul, Mekayim mitzvah sasei v'eshev sakzela shegozal. This is a mitzvah session that everyone has the Schia to be Mekayim this mitzvah. He's Mekayim the mitzvah. Fine. Here's your shoyer. So now the Nigzal will tell him, Rabbi, it's fine. But you know, there's a bill. You know, you were working with my shoyer. It's Ashenenis. If someone else would work with my shoyer, so I charge $10 an hour. So you were working for 4 hours. Give me $40. So the Gemara says, Baba Kami's potter to pay my Ashenenis. And it seems the makir of this is because the pasuk says veishav esagzela shagozla. It seems that the Torah was only machayivim to be meishav the gzela. There's no more chiyuvim on him. He only has to be meishav the gzela. And the achronim explain this halacha because agazlan has kinyan gzela. He has certain rights that he gets beisa, but he gets them. He acquires them. And he doesn't have to pay mashenenis. That's the halacha. The halacha is that gazlan does not have to pay mashenenis. If he wouldn't be a gazlan, he would have to pay mashenenis. But since he is a gazlan, he doesn't have to pay mashenenis. So the Ayelas Hashacha wants to say that Taisus is asking a moiridike kasha now. What did we accomplish by saying that he was put in a mokim the efshel aduri, the yochel aduri deetchak. So he said that now there's no chiyuv gzeila on the second one because if he spit it out, it's also not worth anything to the baal. So he's not called a gazel. But the chiyuv is he's nene mimom and chaveri. So Tosfos had a merdike kash nene. L'chayre, just like by the gazlan, there's no chiyuv tashlum einene, because it seems the gazlan has this kinyan in the davar hanigzel, that the hanor of this chayvitz belongs to him. He doesn't have to pay for it al kaponim. Now, if this gazlan wanted to be mahane the second person, that's exactly what he did. He was machilo. He took the trum and he stuck it into his throat. So lechayre, if there's no chiyuv gzeile, there's only a chiyuv of mashenenis lechayre, the hano of the chayvitz belongs to the gazlan. He said, that was pshat and Tosfos kash. Afa pisha chaveri gozlo. So, you tell me I'm not a gazlan. As mashenenis. So that's the hano of the chavis belongs to the gazlan, not to the nigzel anymore. So he says, and that Tosfos' answers as follows. Hoyu varehu boilo vinenebo. So that means a hano that's not mechale. The guf hadovo einoch enami. He says, einoch enami, the aloche would be that if Reuven gazels a shoyer and Shimon will work with the shoyer, Shimon will not have to pay the nigzo because the hanor of the shoyer belongs to the gazlan, not to the nigzo. Masha einkein, since this hanor is mechala the dovo, it's not some as a hano from the dova hanigzol. It's a hano that brings about the kiloyin of the dova hanigzol. This also doesn't belong to the gazlan. Only superficial hanos. That means hanos that the keren is kayim, and you're just deriving hano from the keren. That belongs to the gazlan. But a hano that brings about the kiloyin of the dova hanigzol, that does not belong to the gazlan. So that's what they say. Hey, you kibbein, v'arei boilo v'nene bo. That's why there's a chiyuv nene on the oichel. That's what the Yos HaShachar wants to say. V'im taima, so Tosfos asks, v'omrinem beperek b'heim ha-mekashe. Gabi tume blue means, for example, a kelev, swallowed like a zayis min a mace, or a zayis min a nevela. And we have a cloud that a zayis min a mace is metama boil, nevela is metama bimase. So let's say I'll pick up the kelim now. So you didn't have a chance to digest it yet. It's belua begufa kelim. So the Gemara says, delay metame. It's not metame. Loi mishum deloi chazi. So says, the reason it's not matamet, not because it became loi chazi, let's say by nevela, not because the meat is not roi lachila. Nehei de befonov loi chazi, shalei befonov mechze chazi. In Cain, you have a Mahadala, you have a Chosi. So Tosfos seems to ask as follows. Amoyradiki Gemor. The Gemara says, a Kazayis Min HaNevela is really Chosi Lachila. Now, if a person would see that a Keleb swallowed a Kazayis Min HaNevela, he'd lose his appetite and he wouldn't eat it. But if he didn't see it, Shaloi Befonov, so you just go, if we will just induce the Kelev to spit out the Kezayis, and we'll just put it underneath a faucet, and we'll just, it will, and then you'll roast this piece of meat, it's, no one will know the difference. So Memele, so Tosfos has a Gemara in Chulin, that meat, or a machel that was swallowed, is Chosi L'Achila. So now Tosfos has a kasha. So Tosfos has a kasha. So we're back to the beginning. So it's Chosi L'Achila. So why isn't he a gazlan? He could go. It's not speaking about that Yena standing there. So let him go and spit it out. And by swallowing it, he's a gazlan. So, and so we're back where we started from. So in the since it's Motzi Laduri, even though it's Motzi Laduri Idei Atchak, but it's Motzi Laduri, so let him go and spit it out. And by not spitting it out, he's stealing from him. And the Chiyuv Gzeila, comes, before the Chiyuv Misa. V'yeshloima, so Tosfos answers, ki goin de meikore lehavi bo ki im shove pruta oima at yoisa. Tosfos says that it's, Tosfos is now making an akimte. It is speaking about that the whole shavius of this kezayis trume that this zor swallowed was worth a shove pruta. Oima at yaisa, a little bit more than a shavapute. Ba'ato shenis kalkulok tzas. Now, enachanami, it's still roi lachile. He'll spit it out, it's still roi lachile. Yobash oba, ene shavapute. It's not worth a shavapute. So memele, so what is Tosfos saying? So there's no chiv gzeil on him. Like this, we're asking a kashe. Whisking Akasha by swallowing it, he's a gazlan, because he should have spit it out. Someone stuck in a kezayis of trum in his throat. And it's motzi laduri al yedei atchak. That means it's, he can't easily spit it out, but if he'll be mishtadl, he'll get it out of the beis abliyah. So Tosfos had asked Akasha, so he, by not spitting it out, he's a gazlan. Because if he'll spit it out, it's still roi l'achile, if the bailam will not see this whole procedure and it won't turn his stomach, so it's chosile. That was Tosfos' kasha. Now Tosfos makes an akimte. It's speaking about that it was worth a shavapute, so that zicha, it gets worth a little less by being in someone's base abliyah, and he spit it out, some amela, so there's no chiyuv gzeila by swallowing it. Because the only chiyuv gzeila, if by, I should have spit it out, but if I spit it out, it wouldn't be worth you a shava pruta. So there's no chiyuv gzeila, could be there's an iser gzeila of chotzi shia, but al kaponim, there's no chiyuv tashlumim for swallowing it. I'm not called a gazlan. So he's not called a gazlan. So Mameu said, ho chiyiv is b'shas hano. So b'shas hano, he has to pay for the hano. Yeah. That's what Tosfos says. Va'filu izenene b'zeloichos ha'pota. Tosfos says, I just made a nekimte.
that that speaking about, that if you would spit it out, it's worth less than a Shabbat Putter. So it's Zen Nene Vizeloi Chosa. That means he's not losing a Putter by him swallowing it. Mikoma Kim Kivin the Shavin Koshu Oz Machayev Bakel. Kinemrinin Hosom Pshim Daomalei Ab Keramtali Ekefe Yeserte Machayev Becholano Oy Mishum Shachurise Da Ashise Mechayiv Lekula Alme Bakil. Now let's try to elaborate a little on what Taisvis is saying. The Chiyuv, we're speaking about a case that Reuven stuck into Shimon's throat, a Kezayis of Truma. This Kezayis of Truma belongs to Levi. Now, when Shimon... Now it's abokim the yochel aduri ayidei atchak. So Tosfos says, there's no chiyuv on him to spit it out, because if he'll spit it out, it would be less than, it would be worth less than a shavaputa to Levi. So memele, so I'm not called a gazlin by swallowing it. It's called, I'm not gazlining a shavaputa from you. Fine. Leidach gise. So what am I mechuyev? I'm mechuyev mashenenis. That means, by me, by the boileya, I have a nova shavaputa. That means in my mouth, it's a shavaputa. For you, it's not worth a shavaputa. If I'll spit it out, it won't be worth to you a shavaputa. Since it was in my base abliya, but for myself, I have a nova shavaputa. So mamela, I'm a chuyiv to pay mashenenis. And now the shaila is, there's a chiv misa b'day shemayim v'shastano. So if we say that misa b'day shemayim patos from tashlumim, so there'll be yadin kimle b'darabne. That's what Taisus is saying. So now Taisus asks, there's a klal, zenene v'ze loichosar is potter. That means, for example, ador b'chotza chaveiroi. Let's say a person possessed a chotzer in Alaska. He won it in a lottery. Now he has a chotzer in Alaska. He's been putting up advertisements for the last 20 years. He would like to rent it to someone. He has no interest in going to Alaska. He'd like to rent it to someone, but. No one's interested in renting it. So Lamaise, this chotzer belongs to him, but he can't rent it. It's like Ovid Lamega. We find someone that ended up in Alaska, and he lived there for a month. He comes back from Alaska, and he goes over to the Baal HaChotzer. He says, really, I'm indebted to you that, you know, I was living in your Chotzer. It was mamish a lifesaver. Groysen Yashikoyach. So the Baal HaChotzer says, you know, not only should you give me a Yashikoyach, I'd appreciate some money also, you know. Let's see the rental price, how much it cost, a Chotzer a month. So the Gemara says he's potter. And then there was a lot, and if I wouldn't have been there, what would have been? It's been empty for the last 20 years. You can't rent it out. There's a few reasons why it's bad. Either koifen al midestoyim. I mean, was kentzer nishpashtein. I mean, you can't rent it out, so why can't you koifen al midestoyim? That's one svara. There's another svara that the whole chiyuv nene is if I'm nene from his chesaron. So it's called, I'm taking from him. I'm taking away from you. It's not my, so, but here my hano is not taking anything away from you. So mamela, your potter. So Taisvus asked now, so this kizayis, which is to you worth less than a shavaputa, so I wasn't machasi you a pruta. So Taisvus answers that the whole halacha of Zenene v'zaloi chosar is potter is only if he's not losing anything. But if there's a minute loss, then the din is, then there's no time to kaif, it's not me this time. The din is, and it's called Yenene Mechaschoinoi, even though it's less than a Sheva Pruta, less than a Sheva Pruta is also something. Less than a Benoich is Neraga Pochas Mishava Pruta. Less than a Sheva Pruta is also a Shavius. You're not, so Memele, it's not called Chosra. And then you're Mechiv to pay for your Anor, not for the Chesorim. Taisus gives two Mishalim. Let's start in the second Moshul. Shachorise da Ashaise. The Shachrisa the Shaisa means as follows, that a person, we mentioned before, Ador b'chotza chaveiroi sholoi midaitoi, so he's potter, senene v'zalechosa. Now let's say, what, he didn't live in the chotza, he lived in the house. He had a house over there, beautiful house. So there the Gemara says, if a person lives in a house, the walls get dirty. Finished V, the walls get dirty from his living there. He did something. There's some, so the Gemara said, so that's what called Zenen of Zalechosa. The walls are dirty. How much is it? I'll hire, I'll go to, I'll pay for the walls, I'll clean the walls, I'll paint the walls. No. As long as there was some sort of a chesaron, you're mechuyev to pay for the whole lot already. Now we'll send you a bill for each month that you were there. So the din is, as if there was any chesaron whatsoever, then you mechuyev to pay for the hanor you derived. That's the second raya. The first raya of Tosfos is that there's a very interesting case. There were two fields or two chatzeres, and there was an inside one. You can imagine an inside square, and there was an outside square surrounding the inside square. This belonged, the inside square was, let's say, one chotzer, and the outside square, which is surrounding the inside square, is another chotzer. Now, this person on the outside went and made a fence all around his property. And because of that, the inside one is protected from whoever might want to come into his chotzer. Now there's a fence, Baruch Hashem, around the outside one. So the outside one who made the fence said, Rabbi, your nene from my mechitza, I made a mechitza around my property. She said, it's a nene v'zelei chotzer. I mean, listen, you needed it for yourself. So it's a nene v'zelei chotzer. He says, no, because of you. He says, if you wouldn't be here, so the perimeter around my area would have been smaller. That means you're because of you, at karamtali hakeifa yaseira. That means that you're sod in between, if you would be here and we'd compress my property, so it would come out, there wouldn't be a need for such a large fence. The perimeter would be a smaller perimeter. So therefore, it's called Zenene Vizechosa, and Megalgun all of us are going to pay for the law. So we see as long as there's any type of a chasaron, that's sufficient. That's Tosfos Teretz. V'ritzvo Perish. The Mairi Afilu Ba'oichlin Deloy Me'isi. It is speaking about oichlin, which are not moist. That means Taisa said to make an akimta. They said a shreklach a problem. If it's b'mokim de motzi laduri, so let them, there should be a chiyuv gzeile. And that Taisa says there's no chiyuv gzeile because it's speaking about that was worth a shava put exactly. And by spitting it out, it will be worth less than a shava put. Taisa made an akimta. It's speaking about oichlim which are not moist. The kiven the tochavloi bebeis habliya obola v'nene miyat choshev boin ka'achas. So it's called boin ka'achas. Afopi she'ein ke'echod mamish k'da'ashkrim b'soif perek dalet achin. מפורש ברמום ששים ישפטו מדעוסו בהדי ידודי כן שחות החצבוי בסקין תמיו אף על פי שיאפשר שלא ייגע בסקין קודם שיחתוך. the Chassam Sefer is mevayer that before we say pshat in the Ritzvah, before there's the Yisayis Tzeg Machlokes between the Ritzvah and the previous Shita in Tosfos. The previous Shita in Tosfos held that where is one nene from the machel? So Tosfos held one is nene from the machel be mokem de loimotzi la dure klal. That's where the hanos starts. We pass on the Rebuchen and Yechaim on the Nos Groinoi, you don't need a Nos Meil. And that's where the Hanos starts, that's where the Chiyav Misa starts. And Taisis didn't have a problem in this Nakuda. That means like this. Now it's a Bamokim, the Motzila Dure Ayidea Trak. I'm not Mechuyev to be Mahadere because it'll be worth less than a Shabbat Puter. So now, so I start swallowing it. So Kozman, so I'm not a Gazlan, because there's no Chiv to return it to you. I'm not a Gazlan. Now, when does my Chiv start? As soon as I have enough from it. So that's the next Mokim in the Beis Abliya, the Mokim Dlei Motzil Adori. So the Chiv Hanor is Chal then. The Chiv Mise is Chal then. And so you say, Kim Lebe the Rabbinne. But we had to make this akimte that it's speaking about its poches m'sheva putiful, spit it out. The Ritzvo wanted to avoid this akimte. No, it's speaking about something that it's worth it. It's you'll spit it out. It's worth a lot of money. No problem. So memele, so we have to understand. So ebezoi. So then we have a tremendous problem. So when he starts swallowing it, when it goes down further, so he's a Gazlan. That means you should have spit it out. Why didn't you spit it out? So letting it go down further by swallowing it, now you're making a Maisa Gzela, and there's no Chiyav Misa yet. Till it comes to the next Chalik in the Beis Abliyah, or a little further down, there's no Chiyav Misa yet. So the Chiyav Mammon comes before the Chiyav Misa. But Afal Pikein, the Ritzvo did not bet an eyelash because of this. The Ritzvo said that even though it's not Mamish Bebasachas, that means in the swallowing process, the Chiyav Mammon comes before the Chiyav Misa, Chiyav Misa will come late when he starts having Hano from it. Now he doesn't have, and then there's a Chiyav Misa, but now he doesn't have Hano, but now he's gazoning. But since it's one big Maisa Bliya, so here's the din of Ke'ilu Boim Babasachas. That means he's saying in certain halachas it doesn't have to be basachas mamish, which is be'emesin amoyra de kechidish. So he brings a raya from the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says the Gemara had a problem that we had a balmum who was tomei and did the avodah, and we want that he should be over both isurim. He's doing the avodah betume and a balmum. And there the Gemara is a problem, and it's a halalisa, so you have to know that he become Tomei first, so this a Balmum isn't chal. See a Balmum first, so then this a Tum isn't chal. You have a problem. So it's only chal bebasachas. So the Gemara says, how do you have a case bebasachas? That he cut his finger with a sack in Tomei. So he became a Balmum, and he became Tomei bebasachas. So the Ritzvo says, let's not fool ourselves. If he cut his finger with a sack in Tomei, he became Tommy before he became a Balmum, because the second Tommy touched him, so he's Tommy. And it's a split second later, but it's not Babasachas. So he says, so you see, if one mice has a loch of Basachas, he's also the same thing. That is what Ritzvo is saying over here. Now, let us go further in the Gemara. Rapopo makigun shetochav loichavere mashkin shal truma lesoich piv. Now, Rav Poppe did not, that means that the previous case is speaking about, that it's a very, mugbuldikir case, that it's speaking about that he stuck it in the base of Liyah, but Mokim, Sheyochel, Laduri, Adeyatrak. Rav Poppe said it's speaking about Mashkin Shel Truma L'Seich Piv. What does Rashi say? Mashkin Shel Truma, V'loi Titchakol, L'Shniyah, B'Beis HaBliyah, Elamekivin Shetokva L'Seich Piv. Talking about Mashkin. He had, let's say, wine of Truma. So, and he put it in his mouth. This he put into his mouth. Is imas alo. So now you don't have to, it's not most already. A mashke, he said, I said before, an oichel, it's, if he doesn't know about it, you'll kmash it off. But mashke, if it's mixed up with the saliva of the zor, it's finished. Forget about it. So now what I'm swallowing it, what you want, I should spit it out. So what do you do with it? So here we avoided the problem, like this, we had a problem that the Chiyuv Gzeila comes before the Chiyuv Mise. With Mashkin Shel Truma, we avoid this problem. Now we'll have here a new Mahalach to fa'emfer this kasha, how we have Mise and Momin Boim Kech. Rav Ashi Omar, Bizor She'ochal Trume Mishaloi. Like this, we had started off with a problem. What was the problem? The problem was that we said that there's a din of Kimle B'darab Minei, according to Abaye, the Chiyev Misa B'day Shemayim of Trume Patos, the Chiyev Momen of stealing Trume. So then we had a problem, but the Gzeila comes before the Chiyav Misa, so that's why we had to have very complicated Okimtis. Ravashi Omar Bezor Shochot Truma Mishaloi. He says, I'll tell you on the Kimta without any complications. The Chiyav to pay is not for the Truma. He ate his own Truma. Azor he Truma. Truma Mishaloi. Yashin did Mavi Mekain. Yes, Truma. So when he's eating the truma, there's no gzeil over here. It's his truma. He's chayiv misa b'day shemayim. V'kora shiroyin shel chaveri. But at the same time, while he was eating truma, he went and tore the beged of his chaver, the suk beged of the chaver. So that means that Bishas, so when one tears a beged of a chaver, this chal a chiyuv momen. When the chiyuv momen was supposed to be chal, there was mutal on him a chiyuv misa, because he was eating truma then. So that's the case. So the chiyuv misa, bidei shemayim, for eating truma, patos the chiyuv momen of kriya shirai. Let us see Rashi. V'kora shiroin b'sho sheboilo, while he was swallowing the truma. V'af al gav de misa lav mishum mamoine de nizik osyalei, even though the chiyev misa is not because of his momen, that means he's mechuyev misa for one reason, he's mechuyev momen for another reason. Mifta is pota. That means, let us appreciate what Rashi is asking and what Rashi is answering. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Taisus will speak about Ariches, this Gemara. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that seems to be saying, or Rashi in Sanhedrin says pshat like this, that Rava said as follows. Let us elaborate a little bit on what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. Gemara in Sanhedrin says that, if Edom came to Bezin and said, Rochel was anara hamuroso, was mezane, tachas bailo. Now, this Haggadah affects two people. It affects Rochel. So, she's chayiv misa. And aram arosa shezinsa. It also affects our father. That means the ksuba of an arusa belongs to the father. And now, if she was insa, she doesn't get deserve a ksuba. So memela, so it affected the father also. Now, two other Edom come and amazim the first cut and said, what do you think, Baba Maises, that Rochel was Mzana? Imono Yisa. So memela, so we have over here a now the Chayiv Misa and Momin. Misa because they wanted to kill Rochel. Momin because they wanted to be Mavsid. Rochel's father, a father of an Arusa, gets the Ksuba. And what is Mechayiv them, the Misin Momin? One Haggadah, he said, the Haggadah that they said that Rochel was Mizane. So that is Mechayiv them Misa, because they wanted to kill Rochel. And Momin, because he wanted to be Mavsid Rochel's father. So we should say Kim Lib Darabinai. So they shouldn't have to pay money because this Agoda, the Machayev Misa moment. So Rabbi says, no, you don't think Kim Lib, this is Misa Lazer, Momin Lazer. The Chiyev Misa is because they wanted to kill Rochel. So it's a Chiyev Misa because of Rochel. It's a Chiyev Momin because they wanted to be Mavsed Rochel's father. Misa lozer umamein lozer. There's no din of kimle b'darabne. That's what Rava said. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. So when Rashi started learning about Ravashi's teretz, Ravashi said a teretz here, a beautiful teretz that Azor is eating trume and he's tearing someone else's shiroi. So Rashi had a kasha. This is Misa Lazer, Momen Lazer. That means the Chiyav Misa is not because of what I did to you. The Chiyav Misa is because I ate Trume. My own Trume I ate. The Chiyav Momen is because I was Mazik you. So it's Misa Lazer, Momen Lazer. So Rashi had this kasha, which asked Rashi learned Ravashi. So Rashi says, Usvira Leila Ravashi, Misa Lazer, Betashuma Lazer, Potter. That means, that's what Rashi is saying over here, that Ravashi is chaylik on Rove. Ravashi hold in that case, they'll also be potter to pay the father for the ksuba they wanted to be mavsed in, because Ravashi holds misl zeh momen lezeh potter. That's what Rashi is answering. Now let us see Taisus. Perish HaKuntres, the Svir Leil Ravashi, Ravashi Yom HaBzor Shochol Trume Misholoi V'Kor Shiroi. Perish HaKuntre, so Rashi said, the Svir Leil Ravashi, the Misl Lezeh, v'tashlum Lezeh Potter, u'poligad HaRove, the Omar b'Peri Kame de Sanhedrin, Ploini, bo albas Ploini, v'huzmu, nerogin u'mishalmi, momi Lezeh, u'nefoshesh Lezeh. Now, let us first see the Marshos Girsa, which is on the side. Now we'll see what it says in our Taisus. Perish. Momin lo'of. They were mapsed the momin, which, to the of. Sherotzo lapsi da ksube. When they mapsed him the ksube, he shouldn't get the ksube. And the foshe is loze. And the foshe is loze. Sha'imel sheboleo. So Taisva says, in the Foshish Lazarus, who they wanted to kill the boil. Taisva doesn't speak about her. So they wanted to kill the boil. They wanted to be mafsid the father moment. So Mamela, so Rashi says that Ravashi is chaylik and rov. Now, before we go further, there's a few ha'oris on what Taisva said till now. And be'etzim on this Gemara, Momin Lozer, they were mafsid the father the ksube. There's a moirdik kasha from the Pnei Yeshua. When Yeshua asked the kasha, what pshat? What, they were mafsid the ksuba from the father. What's with mafsid ksuba from the father? Because now that they said that she was mezana, she doesn't get a ksuba. Like the Bnei Yeshua, who said Bechlal the father would have ever gotten the Ksuba? Who said he would give her a get? Who said he would die? That means you're making a cheshbin, you know, the father says, you know, I would have gotten the Ksuba. Now you said she was Mizana, so you are mafsim the Ksuba. So, who says you would have gotten a Ksuba? I mean, everybody a Ksuba? So there's one teretz on this kasha. Could be the affluence of this teretz. But there's another prat in this maise. The maise was like this. The maise was that the husband gave her a get. And the father got the ksuper. Right? Now the next day, two eidim come and say, you know, this daughter was mezana 2 days ago, before she got the get. So Memela comes out that Ksube, what the father got, you have to return it to the husband, because she never deserved the Ksube. She was mezana. That's a very nice teretz. So that's Samazoy Pshat. There's another Ha'or over here. There's a Meredike Ha'or. The Masha asks, when Taisvis says it's speaking about Momin Lazer and Nefoshis Lazer, so Taisvis, what's the Nefoshis? The Nefoshis is that they wanted to kill the boil. So the Masha asks, and why didn't Taisvis say they wanted to kill the Nivellas? I mean, why do you have to go to the boil? They wanted to kill the Nivellas. So the Masha says that who says it's speaking about a Nara Amoroso? Maybe it's speaking about Aktana. I mean, the Aktana also the Ksub is Lavia. Who says speaking about a Nara? Places one. So speaking about Aktana also. No, Aktana Bechlal, she doesn't get killed. So Akoch the Nefoshis is because of the boil. That's what the Masha says. There's a Meiridike Kashe on this Masha from the Rishash. The Rishash asks, if it's speaking about a Ketane, so we have a Klal Pitri Ketane Oynes, so why does she lose the Ksube? That's a good Kashe. We'll leave this Kashe as a Kashe, but this is a Choshev Kashe. There's another Kashe, that Marsha brings down on this shtickle of Taisvitz. What did Rashi say? Rashi said that this kasha the Marshal asks. Rashi said that Ravashi does not stim with Rove. That means Rove holds Momen Lezeh or Misa Lezeh is Chayiv. Ravashi doesn't stim with Rove. So the Mashal asks a very pertinent kasha. So the Mashal asks, our Gemara asks, what's the difference between Abai and Rove? We have a Rove and Asagi also. So the Gemara says, according to Rove, he's chayiv to pay, because Koras doesn't pater. According to Abai, that Misa B'day Shemayim also paters will be potter to pay. But according to Rav, Afili, it holds like Abaye, he would also be chayiv to pay, because it's Misa Lezeh, Momen Lezeh. That's the Mashal's Kasha. Mashal's Kasha. Let's not go into the Teretz. In one more Nikude, we learned the Girsa of the Mashal. But if you look into the Taisus HaRosh and the Taisus HaRashbe, they weren't geiris like the Masha's geiris. The geiris, the Taisus, the way we have it. Now, let us see what it says in our Taisus. Apoligad HaRove, Dama Perkam of Sanhedrin, Ploini Bo Arbas Ploini Bo Huzmu Nerogin, Umishalmin Momet. Rova holds Narogim Mushalmin Momin. Mushalmin. Momin Lozer, or Nefosish Lozer. Perish, Momen lebas, shegotzu lahavsid lo ksuboso. He wanted to be mafsid to the ksude. Nefoshes lezeh shoimer shabuoleo. So now we'll appreciate a little bit more what Taisus had to say, nefoshes lezeh shoimer shabuoleo. Because if the nefoshes would be, because they wanted to kill her, so it's a bomb in the misal echot. They wanted to kill her, they wanted to be mafsid her moment. So that's zicha. They should say kim lebed rabbinay. So that's why Taisva said, momen lebas, sherotzo lafsid loks abos. And it seems Taisus is learning, it's speaking about she's a nesue, or she's not a ruse. Al koponim, it's speaking about that she does get the ksuba, not the father gets the ksuba. Now the shaila is, why are they not chayiv? Why are they chayiv to pay her? They wanted to kill her also. Now we have a problem. They wanted to kill her also. Speaking about she's a nesue, or it's speaking about she's a boiger, that she's not anymore b'shusavia, so why aren't they chayiv? Why are they not chayiv misa for wanting to kill her? It could be, it seems like Kevege had understood pshat in places that they're speaking about they weren't masra. These Adam Zaymimim over here, and they're telling us that, she was Mizana, we weren't Masra, Pliny Baal, or Bas Pliny. And so therefore there was no Chayiv Misa. That's the only Chayiv. Him they were Masra, and her they weren't Masra. That's what seems like Rabbi Kevega learned. Lulei de Mistafine, I would like to say, Ashtikol Teretz, a different mahalach, is that Taisves, in the beginning of Masechtas Makis, that brings down two droshes, that the din is Zaymimei Baskoyin, Magdimin, the Mises HaBoyel, and not for the Mises Baskoyin. It means like this. It says, Baskoyin shezinzu shezchayv schreifet. And the boil is not chayv schreifet. And the Gemara says that if Edim said that a Baskoyin was mezane, they don't get schreife, they get kemises haboil. So Taisus has a problem in the beginning of Makis, that there's two droshes which seemingly say the same thing. There's one drosh, basisam loy kashazomam lasis la ochiv veloy la achayso. She give them misis haboyu, la ochiv veloy la achayso. And then there's another drosh, it says, umeiso hi, Besavio he mechalelis, he v'loi boyela, he v'loi zememel. So she gets a svi mechaz beishti soref, he v'loi zememel. So there's two miyutim that Edim zememim don't get misa. One miyut is because ochi v'loi lachayisa, and another miyut is the he v'loi zememel. So Taisa says, why do you need these two miyutim? So Taisa says something very interesting. The first posik, speaking about, I know who the boil was. They wanted to kill two people. They wanted to kill the boil. They wanted to kill her. So the pasuk says, what they wanted to do to the boil, that's what you do to them. You don't give them the einish to mamatal, no, you give them the einish of the boil. Then, what if they don't know who the boil was? They say they didn't recognize the boil. They know it was a yid, but they don't know who the boil was. They just wanted to kill her. So there you can say, because they didn't want to kill the boil. So then there's a new miyati v'loy zememel.
by Eishes Koy. So I wanted to be mitzada to say, perhaps this is a chiddush, the first rosh vasisam like kashuzomam lasis la'ochiv, this pasuk is telling us, when you have a boil on an eiv eles, the chiv hazome is because of the ochiv, not because of the achoisot. By a sreifis baskoyin, it's negated on get sreifis. But by every boil and nivellas, if they wanted to be mechayiv both of them, so the oynish hazome to them is because of vasisim loikash hazome lasis loochiv loy lachoisot. So they're not mechuyiv, if they're two mechayiv, they were mechayiv two people, they're only mechuyiv misa for the boil, not before the nivellas. So the melos, so then Taisvus is meiridik. So Taisvus is saying it's misa lezev tashlumim lezev. It's misa because they wanted to kill the boil, and tashlumim they wanted to be mafsir hadik sube. So we ask the kasha. I didn't want to kill her also, but you don't manage them for if there's a boil and a nivellas. So the chiyav azomet to them is what they wanted to do to the boil. So that's why it's misa lezev et tashlumim lezev.